The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. And it is a Friday. I pray you and yours are well. For all of you that participated in our fundraiser over the last 2 days, thank you so much for your generosity and kindness. Just pretty overwhelming when you see our family in the listening audience respond to such a worthy cause as what we have shared with you over the last 2 days. So thank you for being willing to joyously give. We are back to, in a sense, business as usual, and we're going to jump into our impact segment, which is 20 plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. I just went to my Twitter account. I guess I'm naive and gullible. Sometimes I'm just shocked how what would be the word? How people respond to something that they don't agree with. I mean, I've seen some vile comments. I just blocked like three people. And in all honesty, I'm not that active in social media. I have a Twitter account I use maybe every few days. But I had posted this probably a couple of weeks ago. Been seeing commercials for the upcoming NFL season asking me if I'm in. No thanks. I've had enough of young rich men who are paid to play a game preaching at me as to how I'm supposed to think and live. And I can't read some of the comments I just blocked. But I'm like, really? You take exception to that? And I guess these are the times we live, where if you take a position that's not popular, the mob somehow thinks they've got free rein to just go. And in truth, I think part of it is, I understand, because we've had very little, shall we say, enforcement of maybe law and order, or this whole idea of outward rebelliousness or even anarchy. People have gone unchecked, and so I shouldn't be surprised by that, but I am. So I thought I'd share that with you. Also, I have a quick announcement. It's not even an announcement. I posted on my Facebook page about, I don't know, an hour ago. Huge announcement. I guess I'm so used to going on Facebook and saying huge announcement. I've done that a number of times over the years. I've had Facebook, mostly in regards to my men's ministry. And in all honesty, I just did an hour in San Diego. Our family in K-Praise listening audience is listening hour number two. We here in Los Angeles on KKLA, you're just beginning the program. But I shared last hour a little bit about this huge announcement. First of all, I guess it's not really a huge announcement because I have not made my mind up about any of this, but I've got something that's really on my mind and in my heart I want to throw at you. And I don't know if this is God, this is me, but it's something that is kind of growing and it's bothering me, and it goes like this. So most of you all know that we've had a handful of high-profile pastors that have opened their church and the government, let's just say, is not pleased. And yet they're standing firm. These are a handful of men. And I don't mean to single-handedly pick him out, but it seems like Pastor John MacArthur has been very interested in doing a lot of media lately. I saw him on Laura Ingraham the other night, basically saying, you know, the question was, if you may go to prison over this, what do you think, or go to jail? And he's just kind of, as a matter of factly, and I'm paraphrasing, I've never had a prison ministry. Maybe now this is as good a time as any. you got to kind of laugh at that, the way in which John just kind of just stays focused on the gospel, right? But it got me to thinking the other night, we're all the Christians, those of us that may be going to church now, the majority of us probably aren't. And again, I mean no disrespect. Please do not misinterpret anything or misunderstand any of my positions here. There are many pastors that have prayed long hours and at this point in time have decided not to open their church. I hold no contempt or ill will toward them. I believe God has anointed them, the pastor, to shepherd their flock just like they are doing. So don't misunderstand my words. But here's the setup. A handful of pastors, our churches are open. Some of us are going to the church. Most of us are still not. This worship singer, Josh Foyt, I think he's got 19 cities scheduled where he goes and does a big worship event. He was in Sacramento a few weeks ago. I think I read one report he had 12,000 people show up. He was just attempting to go to Chicago, and I guess the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, said no thanks and had the police there, and they would not let Josh Foyt set up anything. But just what if, and this is an arbitrary number, what if 100,000 Christians decided to take a road trip to Sacramento and do a little, Saturday afternoon camp out, worship God, and just kind of send a message to the governor, hey, time to open our churches. We've had enough. Just what if? Now, what am I saying? It's just something that's been on my mind. I've never organized anything like that. Obviously, Josh Foyt's camp, they've done a lot of this. If you're like me, oftentimes I have good ideas, and then I think, well, I'll leave it up to, you know, whoever else to follow through. And it wasn't until I started my men's ministry a few years ago that I realized, no, you have to be the one. So I'm just praying about, and again, I've got nothing succinct here, nothing etched in stone, but I'm just kind of throwing around the idea of, what if we did a little road trip to Sacramento and just shared our love with the governor? I mean, would you go? Now, I threw this out in our K-Praise listening audience last hour. I shouldn't be surprised, but I was surprised by how many emails I received. And I'm looking at the calendar. October 24th is a Saturday. That looks like a nice date. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. At the very least, would you pray about that? If that's God impressing and prompting that on many of our hearts, I'm going to play a clip from Kenan Bridges from a few weeks ago, and he says one thing in particular. It may not sound topical, but he says one thing, and I think it's in this clip where he says, if God calls me to do something, I say, yes, sir. And I just can't help but think at the idea of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Christians like you and I, maybe not in church. Sacramento's not that far away. What if? What if we were led to do this? Would you follow through? And what would happen? I don't know. Maybe nothing. I talked to a few friends about it, and they're like, oh, nothing's going to happen. Another said, well, hey, be careful. You may get thrown in jail. Oh, whatever. But just what if? Now, I'm not soliciting calls, but I've got calls on the screen. So maybe we'll do that for the few moments left in Impact. What if? What are your thoughts on this idea of taking a road trip to Sacramento? And obviously you could say, I'm in. And if somehow this became a thing, would you be in? Maybe something different than what you're saying now. But what are your thoughts? 888-528-2557. Is this a great idea? Is this foolish? Nothing will come of it. Or maybe you come from the mindset of, no, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I wouldn't do that. Would you take it upon yourself to drive to our state capitol and participate in whatever this would be? Now, we've got four lines open, so I'm not going to use you as the litmus test. Like, okay, well, therefore, everybody listening is not interested in this. I'm not going to do that. But I just, if you'd like to call, let me know your thoughts. And it could be great idea, awful idea, I'm in, I'm not sure. What do you think about this? 888-528-2557. Taking a little road trip to Sacramento, letting our governor know how much we love him and that we're concerned about churches being closed. What do you think? What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear from you. Greg is in Bellflower. Greg, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Thanks for calling, Greg.
Yes. Hey, Frank, I really appreciate your show. I just called to say that I'm in. I got hold six people in my truck. I'll fill my truck up for sure, and I pretty much guarantee I'd bring at least 20 people to that who are out. That's the Midman Housekeeper thing in D.C., and it was awesome, and we were inspired and doing a lot of stuff for a while. While that lasted, I think it's time that we as Christians step up and say, hey, wait, what's right? You got to let us worship. I mean, the rest of the stuff, I don't see how they can do it. I recently flew to Denver, and I sat on a plane that was absolutely packed.
Yeah,
the only empty seat was the seat next to me.
Yeah.
Because God saw fit to bless me with a little bit of shoulder room.
Don't get me going on the hypocrisy of planes. I know where you're going, and it's a very valid point. Greg, thank you for calling. Obviously, keep you posted one way or another through the program, or if you're on my mailing list or you follow me on social media. We've got another Greg. Greg in Huntington Beach. Greg, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, thanks for taking my call.
Sure
thing. I think that's a great idea, man. I'll fill up five truckloads of people, bring 20, 30 people up there with me.
Just like that, huh? You're going to pack the truck and we're on our way.
I'll pack five trucks up. I think it's about time. I go to Refuge in HB, and we are sick and tired of being outside. I am, anyway, and I'd love to get back inside.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate your call, Greg. Thank you for sharing. Now, I want to be careful here. I don't want to misuse this moment more than anything. I think if you would pray about that if that is God's will, that obviously he wouldn't just put that on my heart. He'd put it on a bunch of people's hearts. That's the way God operates or can operate. Of course, he can put something on one person's heart and are you willing to serve? But I don't think this is a number thing either. Like somehow we got to get 100,000 people. But just what if? Now we've got we had a full board. Now it's pretty cleared out. So I don't know what that means. Sometimes we have problems with the phones. And if you're just joining us, I'm just kind of throwing out the idea about maybe we do a little road trip to Sacramento and get a few 100,000 of our Christian brothers and sisters to share our love with the governor and say, it's time to open the churches. What if? Are you in? 888-528-2557. Myra in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Myra.
Hi, Frank. I think it's a wonderful idea. I would not go, but I think that all persons who want to go and support this kind of stuff should go and not wear masks and go to church and just fill up the bus and just do your thing. And it'd be a few less Republicans on earth.
Myra, thanks for the call. So I will keep you posted. Everybody else calling, maybe I'll take another call or two. We have a line open, 888-528-2557. Let me play this Kenan Bridges cut. It's a little off topic, but I think this is the one where he talks about if God calls on him, and maybe we can ask that, if God calls on you to do something, how do you respond? Do you respond like, I'll be honest, me, oh, Lord, I don't think that's you. Or is that really you? Or I need some time to think about this. Or Lord, make it undeniable next time. Send me another message, right? But what about the idea of taking a road trip to Sacramento? Many of us. And just share some love with the governor about the state of our state and the state of churches and what we as the body of Christ think. This is Kenan Bridges. He's a pastor in Florida. And I think this is the cut where he gets into, if God calls on you, Kenan, I want to say yes, sir. Kenan Bridges.
Who do you support? Who do you support? Who do you support? I support Jesus. I support God's word. I support truth. I'm a truth supporter. I believe in the truth. I believe in truth. I'm not perfect. I've made mistakes. I've had challenges. I'm not out here presenting myself to be a perfect person. What I'm telling you is that I support truth. And you should too. You should too. I sleep at night knowing that I support the truth. And that I'm doing what I feel in my heart, what I know in my spirit to be true. I'm telling you, the enemy is so angry right now. He is so upset because he is the God of this world. And the scripture actually says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Listen to this. Against rulers of the darkness. One of the words for darkness there literally means, if you do a Greek study on that word, it means ignorance, blindness. The devil loves ignorance. He wants to keep you ignorant. He doesn't want you to investigate truth. He doesn't want you to think for yourself. He doesn't want you to seek God. He doesn't want you to be a truth seeker. He wants you to stay in ignorance. He wants you to stay in bias. He wants you to stay in fear. He wants you to stay in anxiety. He wants you to stay in frustration. He wants you to stay in racism. He wants you to stay in classism, genderism, whatever ism you can think of. He wants you there because as long as you're there, you can't hear the truth. I want to be the kind of person that when God says, Kenan, go this way, I'm saying, yes, sir. I don't want to say, well, no, but that's not what... My culture doesn't do that, Lord. Or my race doesn't do that. Or my education says different. When God speaks, every other voice is silenced.
Pastor Kenan Bridges, your thoughts on just the idea of maybe taking a little road trip to Sacramento and sharing our love as the body of Christ with the governor as it applies to church. Let's take a few more calls. James in Northridge. James, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, James.
It's James.
You're on the air.
Hi, Frank. I'm calling this in support. I've been really disappointed with the kind of deafening silence from believers, even conservatives, to not be standing up for our freedom. I've actually sent you a few emails for Stand for Freedom California. I'm organizing a march this Saturday, the 26th at City Hall, meeting at the L.A. Mall, and I feel like we need to start in Los Angeles, and yes, take it to Sacramento. I feel like our politicians don't even know that the people of God exist.
Well, and I think there's some of us that say we're not sure if the people in positions of political authority even can relate to the average person like you and I. Thank you, James. David in Culver City. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. Of course, I wouldn't go in a large gathering to Sacramento. I don't want to get COVID. I think God honors life. God respects the truth. You know, unlike a lot of the lunatics you have on who don't know anything about public health, they're emergency room doctors and they're God knows who. I mean, there is an epidemic. Almost 200,000 people have died. I don't think God wants us to get together and pray. He wants us to stay safe. If we need to pray, we pray on Zoom, we pray on WebEx, and we pray at home. So I don't believe in these conspiracy theories you're peddling and this pseudoscience that you're airing. No. Your show has gotten increasingly weird.
Well, coming from a man that called some of them, I guess, lunatics, I'm not sure how to take that. But give me one conspiracy theory that has been put forth on here that is just so out there and so ridiculous.
Oh, you've said that Fauci and all this is to undermine Trump's presidency. Of course you've said it.
I never said that.
I've never said that. Yes, you have.
It's absurd.
You have been.
And by the way, hold on. By the way, that's just an opinion if I said that. That's not a conspiracy theory. You made an accusation.
Oh, what are you talking about? When you have a pulpit to get on the air.
I do, and you're on the air too.
And I appreciate it. But I think you're airing conspiracy theories.
I know, and I asked for one, and you still haven't come up with one. We got a few minutes. Give me your best one.
You have definitely said that Fauci, Redfield, Burks, those are not reliable. The FDA...
Okay, they're not reliable. That's an opinion. That's not a conspiracy theory. Thank you for the call. And I would agree with you. I've said that. I don't hold them in high regard. Fauci's the guy that said months ago we shouldn't wear masks. Thank you, David. Lunatics. I'll have to look up the definition. Maybe you meant something different than what I interpreted that as. Deborah in Compton. Deborah, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm not sure about going to Sacramento. I'm just not sure. But the church is not just the four walls either. Mm. So we got to kind of remember that. You know, the choir thing just as good. Inside, outside, on the stadium, on the street corner, if that's where you're at. However, I enjoy the sanctuary too, and I'm from one of the mega churches, and that's all good. But if that's not around, I'm still going to serve Jesus Christ. And if it's outdoors, it's outdoors.
Yeah, I love what you said. Deborah, thank you for sharing that. I love that. I love when somebody says, I'm not sure how I think about this, but... I think if anything is accomplished in this few moments of just throwing this idea around and asking you to pray about it, it's what Deborah just said. What are we doing? There's a somewhat of an anonymous post. Maybe I'll read it on the other side. It's entitled, What COVID Has Taught Us as Christians. I don't agree with every position, but it's something that's thought-provoking, and maybe I'll read that on the other side. Let me take two more calls here. Dan in San Diego. Dan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I'm going to have my wife make a comment first.
Oh.
So when I questioned, I heard you say what would happen if 10,000 people showed up. And I can tell you this, if 10,000 of God's people showed up in spirit and truth, a lot would happen. Because the Bible clearly says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And this country really needs to come together in unity and respect and humility and the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. When we do that, God will show up and great and mighty things will happen. He says, wait and see what the marvelous hand of the Lord will do. So I'd love to see people showing up.
Yes, and in addition to that, this is Dan, I would just like to say that if we look through the biblical history of God showing up, we have the case of Josiah reading the word of God in front of God's people and an incredible revival taking place that was the best ever in the history of the Old Covenant. And then we have Pentecost as another example of a gathering of God's people where 5,000 people were saved in that same day. So we have incredible opportunity if we gather together. We know that the COVID thing is being used by the enemy to divide us, Christians, as well as separate Christians from the world, to make them think that we're outcasts. The masks are symbolic of us being separated from each other. But if we can overcome that, trust God for protecting us as a united body, we've got a tremendous opportunity for revival in Sacramento. And the governor rethinking his whole way of thinking.
Dan, I appreciate your comments. Thank your wife for her profound insights as well. Thank you both for listening to this program. We're going to break. We've still got some calls on the screen. So a few things. If you're just tuning in, I've had this thought that I can't get rid of. And there's nothing substantial, nothing has been done about it, but the idea of what if 100,000 of us decided to take a road trip to Sacramento? And as I say, show the governor how much we love him, and make it known we want our churches open. What would happen? What if? Do you like the idea, not a good idea, or somewhere in between? You're welcome to weigh in, 888-528-2557. And also, when we come back, not only will we take some more of your calls, I'll read this somewhat anonymous post that somebody sent me, which is entitled, What COVID Has Taught Us as Christians. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. If you're just tuning in on our impact segment, I shared just an idea that's been on my mind and has not gone away. It's grown, and it's gotten to a point where it's bothering me to the point I just shared it with many of the listeners. Now, nothing has been solidified. Nothing has been even, I've not done anything about this. And we've got a lot of great calls. We're going to take more of your calls. But I've just had this idea, you know, most of the churches are closed. There are a few pastors that have opened the doors, but the majority of us were hopefully watching church online, if you will, and however else we can get the gospel. What if we decided to take a little road trip, you know, get in our cars and take a little trip up the 5 North and, oh, I don't know, maybe just happen to make a stop in Sacramento near the courthouse and maybe 100,000 of us, and that's an arbitrary number, just decided to stretch our arms and worship God and tell our governor how much we love him and say, time to open the churches. Just a thought. And probably part of it is watching Sean Foyt do his thing, the worship leader who's gone to different cities. He was in Sacramento a few weeks ago. He had 12,000 people show up on the Capitol steps. I'm just thinking, what if? And again, don't feel like you've got to call in and say, I'm in. If you don't like the idea, call. We had David with a very interesting take, rather strange, but he was not down with the idea. So it's not like I just want to hear from people that go, yeah, I'm in. If you think it's a bad idea, if you have resistance to it, if you want to share your thoughts that may not be in the majority of everybody going, let's go, please call 888-528-2557. D in, it says yes. The valley.
Yes.
We have a lot of valleys. What?
Simi Valley.
Simi Valley. D, thanks for calling.
Yes.
Would you like to share?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to come back. Your radio's on. We always say, please turn your radio down. Matt in Vista. Matt, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Oh, hey, Frank.
Hey, Matt.
So, I'm a worship pastor at The Rock, and I have direct access to a lot of several of the mega churches in town, the pastors I know them personally. And I think the biggest problem is that we haven't united for a common goal. My question for you is, what is the outcome we're looking for by going to Sacramento? I would be all for it if I thought there was going to be something productive coming out of it. I don't think Newsom cares one way or the other what we think, and if we were to show up, I think it would just be a thorn in his side. I don't know that it would produce any good fruit.
A few things. First of all, thanks for calling. Second of all, I have not thought this through at all. I have no outcome, no mission statement, none of that. I'm just throwing it out there. But number three, when you say, and I like the way you think, okay, what's the focus here? What's the reason we're doing this? Very good point. And I also am interested when you say you think the politicians don't care. Probably true. But in terms of fruit, just maybe. And again, maybe I'm just a rabble rouser. Maybe part of this vision is to get scores of Christians together where we see each other, start worshiping our Creator, and then God moves and speaks to us. Maybe God's got other plans other than just, although I would like God to really, you know, spend some time with our governor and whisper in his ear a little bit. But maybe this in part is just the idea of, what are we doing? Where are we? And again, this is just food for thought and for prayer.
Well, I'm in. I think it's a great idea if we can, you know, what you just said makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we get a bunch of people together and pray and do some worship and all that. I just called Travis Allen a couple days ago. He's a personal friend of mine. We went to the same high school, Hilltop High. And I was pleading with him, you got to get back in this race. We need somebody to lead, somebody to organize, because that's really where we are weak, is we don't have anybody organizing these kinds of things.
Yep.
And so I'm behind you. I'll leave my contact information, and if there's anything I can do to help, I say, you know, two thumbs up, let's do something. I just want to make sure that we're doing something that's going to be productive.
For sure. Matt, thank you for your powerful call. I appreciate it. You can either leave your info or just send me an email, and we'll see. But I agree with you. I think that's partly me. That's what's really been hard, hard on my heart. Like, what are we doing? Where are the leaders that say, okay, let's pray about this. What can we do here? Where is the fire of Christ in the church body right now? And again, I'm not saying this is a great idea. I'm not saying I've thought this through, but anyway, I don't want to be redundant here. Megan in Orange County. Megan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I so far can. Hi, Megan.
Okay, hi. So I definitely think it's an amazing idea, and to really dive deep into it, you know, praying about it first is definitely key, because, you know, the body of Christ, I think it's so important for us to remember to not look at this situation from a worldly view, but to look at it from a view of God's people and God's children. And, you know, it's important to remember that the Bible tells us that isolation is the enemy's playground.
For sure.
So he wants us to be isolated. He wants us to be apart. And, you know, we are definitely stronger together as a community. But the biggest thing is, you know, I feel like a lot of times my pastors always say this, that, you know, we always say we're waiting on God, we're waiting on God, but sometimes God is waiting on us. So I think it's important with things like this. I mean, this would be a huge, you know, impact, and I think it's definitely an amazing idea, and I would go for sure. But we really got to lean into, you know, what does God want us to do? What are our particular purposes in this? Because each of us serve a purpose. We all have a piece to this puzzle, and He created us during this time for a reason. So I just think it's so important for us to really dive into that and tune into that and really not look at anything else and not listen to anything else or any other media and just solely focus on what God wants us to do.
Megan, that's so well said. Thank you for your willingness to call the program and share. And I love so much of what you said, that we should not be concerned about, if you will, what man thinks. It's about what God is calling us to do. And I would just say this, and we'll take a few more calls. I know logic says ridiculous. What are you even talking about this for? I get that. But I remember a sermon I gave at the Dream Center a few years ago on the God of possibilities. The Bible says with man, all things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. It's like, you just, what if? I just, you know, maybe this is partly... Those of you that are listening, there's a few of you listening. Maybe part of this is just committing it to prayer. Maybe God will speak to you. I don't know, but what if? Now, Edward has an interesting position. Edward in Pasadena. Edward, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Brother Frank, thank you. Thank you for all what you do for the kingdom. On the subject that we're talking about, I really don't think we're going to be as effective because our governing authorities are not right with God. And I think what, as kingdom men, we are better off and more effective is each one of us in each church, in each congregation, the men should be marching to their pastor's office and asking them and telling them that we want to open our own churches. We are responsible for that. We need to work, each one of us, in each individual church. And when all these churches start opening up, then the governing authorities will see the message. Then they will see our unite.
you know, kingdom, and you know, it's very frustrating. I have in my church, I'm leading a group for men, and it's different than you. It's different. Some men want to talk about subjects that they don't want their kids or their wives to hear. You know, it's intimate things that men, when they get together, they share. But having said that, Brother Frank, I will follow you anywhere for the kingdom of God. God bless you, and thank you for what you do.
Edward, thank you for the call. I appreciate your kind sentiments. I winced a little bit when he said you'd follow me anywhere. Let's follow God first and foremost. Amen. And your position is well taken. What about those of us that maybe have churches closed? Have we even prayed for our pastor? Have we made it known, you know, pastor, please? But the whole idea of sharing your view with your pastor, I can't speak for pastors, but I think a lot of them would say, the only time I hear from my congregants is when they want to criticize me or they've got an issue. So we have one line open, 888-528-2557. We're asking your thoughts. What about taking a little road trip to Sacramento? Letting our governor know how much we love him. And maybe while we're there, just share our thoughts, our wants, our wishes, our prayers. Like, let's open the churches. Just a thought. Nothing has been done. Nothing substantial has been addressed. It's just a question. 888-528-2557. Also, a commentary I want to read when we get back. What COVID has taught us as Christians. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We are talking about the idea, just an idea. What about we all take a road trip up to Sacramento and let the governor know how much we love him and how much we would encourage him as the body of Christ to open our churches? Just a question. Your response is welcome. 888-528-2557. We have a full board. Mark is in Los Angeles. Mark, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. It's so good to hear you today and to hear this topic. A really, really important question that you have thrown out, and your listeners may recall that I helped lead a very large ministry in Southern California, Faithful Central Bible Church, for many, many years. And I've had the pleasure of being on your show, and they may remember that you and I are very, very close. And when I heard you talk about Newsom and Sacramento, I was just compelled to call because I've got a history on this topic. First of all, it's good to hear someone in your position calling for this. It's typically the pastors who are moving people in this way, and the church is pretty much asleep right now. And I've heard some of the callers, and they're right. Not everyone is called to do this. And so I was just led to call and just say a few things. Number one, the question for your listeners is, what does salt and light look like for them as a part of the body of Christ? We're called to be salt and light, and that means that we are called to influence the culture. When I was leading at Faithful Central under Bishop Kenneth Ulmer, he trusted me to put our oar in the water to stand up for religious liberty. And when the state of California legislators came after nonprofits with a Christian code of conduct under SB 1146, I took a busload of folks, six churches to Sacramento, and here's the point. Several of the people that I know up there who are legislators said, what are you doing here? The church never shows up.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what it is we're passing. We don't ever see the church.
Wow.
And I submit to you, Frank, and I submit to your leaders and to your listeners that that is not what the body of Christ is called to, especially in this season. There was a champion named David, and David took the battlefield once upon a time, and he stood up for righteousness when he slayed the giant Goliath. The Bible talks about a figure, a church, that understands the sign of the times. And the sign of the times, when you look at our little programs called TDs, and you look at legislation that is shutting, not even legislation, but just mandates that keep us from worship. If you look at the history of the state pushing back against the body of Christ in 1962 when they took prayer out of the church, and in 1973 when they sanctioned the murder of the unborn in the womb, and when they changed biblical marriage in 2015 to allow homosexual marriage to cover the land. The church was silent, and I simply want to submit to you, at some point, the church has to say that this is something that we have to stand up for. And the state of California is a perfect example of what is really darkness being hatched in Sacramento that then spreads across our country. At some point, the church has to stand up. And in response to your listeners, not everybody is going to be in this lane. And so I encourage them to pray about what salt and light looks like for them in their call in the kingdom. Because I got to tell you, there's a whole lot of churches who are sitting like frogs in the pot of boiling water. And it's going to be too late at some point to try to jump out of the pot because you'll already be cooked. Mm. I'm thankful for Pastor Trayon at H. Rock Harvest Church. I'm thankful for Pastor John MacArthur. I'm thankful for Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. For me, they are the model of what the church should be considering in this time in our history in this country. Those folks are needed, and I hope that others join them. Thank you, Frank, for the opportunity to speak to you and to your listeners.
Thank you, Mark. And that was completely unplanned. Mark Little is a pastor, one of my dearest friends, and I guess was listening and shared some very powerful insights. Of the many things that he said that I really loved and stood out, at the forefront, at the top would be when he talked about galvanizing people, bring buses up to speak out against a certain perspective bill. When they said, "What are you doing here? The church never shows up." That gets me fired up. I'm thinking, yeah, that's something to pray about for sure. My goodness. All right, we've got a full board. What do I want to do in the 2.5 minutes I have? Well, we'll take a call. We'll come back. Everybody on hold. We'll keep taking calls. I'll read this anonymous commentary, what COVID has taught us as Christians, and much more. Let's just go to the top. David in Whittier. David, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
I'm fired up too, Frank. What I wanted to say, I have over 30 years in evangelizing, and you know when you were saying let's go to Sacramento and all that, that's awesome. And the ones that say, well, we don't want to go, well, we can have them pray, we can put it on Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope this thing live, and then we can go into our cities and start showing people how to soul win, start showing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, start reaching out to everybody, no arguments out there, all in love, and then they start praising God, and we can lift all the cities up, and then you're going on internet, and then we're going door to door, we can go door to door to door too.
Well, we can do all those things now, and I'm not saying yay or nay, but I'm grateful for your call. Thank you for sharing. Joseph is also in Whittier. Joseph, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Frank, and thank you for having me.
Sure. We've got a little more than a minute. It's all yours.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll make it quick. I just wanted to say that that's good, and like you said, I don't know what the outcome is, but I'm pretty sure God would want us to, you know, to stand up for what we believe in, and we have to show our faith. But what I also wanted to say that we can do something even more impactful in our communities and tell our pastors, pray for our pastors to have church inside. I do believe I obey Jesus. I followed on the John MacArthur's teachings, and he's putting it out there. He's fighting against the city, and he's saying when it comes to the government and God, you have to choose Jesus and God, and we have to serve our Lord. He's above over everything, even government. And I go to a church, and shout out my pastor, Joe Coltinola, and I love the way he said it. He said it, when I was in the world, I was in bad stuff, and I went to jail, and I went to prison for little things, or jail, not prison. And he says, I'm definitely going to do that for God. Take me. And I mean, I know that's strong, and not everyone's going to do that, but.
Well, we all have our part, no doubt. We have to leave it at that. I've got a break. Joseph, thank you for calling. And by the way, if you're listening and you want to send your emails, you're also welcome to email me. This is the Frank Sontag Show.